Every year, the winner of the National Hockey League playoffs wins a Stanley Cup. Last year, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning. This year, thanks to labor troubles, there may well be no NHL season and no playoffs for the Cup. Enter the Free Stanley Movement, based at the website freestanley.com. The Free Stanley Movement believes that just because there's no NHL team on the ice doesn't mean that Canada and hockey fans the world over must do without a Stanley Cup final. Teams from universities or minor leagues, the American Hockey League, for instance, could compete instead. Mark Suits is co-founder of Free Stanley. He says the movement has history on its side.
The Cup was gifted to the Dominion of Canada in 1892 by Lord Stanley. He was the Governor General then, and he specifically set out in guidelines to two trustees that the Cup was to be awarded annually or every year to the best hockey team playing. And we just want to go back to that original agreement. If there's no NHL, then somebody else is the best hockey team playing.
Yeah, the deal with the NHL, that's only been going on since 1927.
In 27, the NHL was the only league that hadn't folded. And then in 1947, the trustees of the Cup at that time signed over control of the Cup to the NHL. And we've received a legal opinion that that agreement is not valid or void under basic trust law. So we still think the current Stanley Cup trustees are duty-bound to award it to somebody this year.
Well, do you think you can take them to court north of the border, and if the NHL doesn't have a season, get them to agree to your reading of the deed of gift to the Stanley Cup?
Well, part of our legal opinion kind of rules that out for our group, but we're looking for any premier team or premier league or premier hockey player to issue a formal challenge for the trophy, and then they might be able to start some kind of court proceedings. And if anybody did that, Free Stanley would be right behind them.
But would it be remotely as exciting as the Stanley Cup if you're watching, the University of Manitoba play the Hershey, Pennsylvania, whoever is for the championship and the Stanley Cup?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the quality of the hockey wouldn't be obviously up to NHL caliber, but I think it could be just as exciting, maybe even a little more exciting. And think of the excitement in the towns of the teams that would be playing for the Cup that don't normally get a chance to watch their home team play for the Stanley Cup.
What kind of towns might be in contention in this case?
Well, there's the Manitoba Moose play in the AHL, and there's senior teams from all kinds of smaller towns. Who knows if the American teams got in there, like you say, the Hershey Bears or, our university American teams. They play good hockey, and they've got a lot of rabid hockey fans.
And there's that marvelous scene at the end of a Stanley Cup final when the winning team will just hoist that on the ice, and each player will skate around carrying it over his head, that huge trophy.
Absolutely, that's something to see. You don't end off a sports season any better than that, and we don't want to miss out on that. There's only one year the trophy was not awarded. That was in 1919. There was a Spanish flu outbreak, and they had to cancel the final playoff. And we don't want this season to be canceled by an affluenza outbreak.
Well, Mark Suits, thank you very much for talking with us.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Mark Suits of Edmonton, Alberta. He's a co-founder of the Free Stanley Movement. The NHL did not return our calls this afternoon for comment. Mark Suits says that the league has called his effort, the Free Stanley Cup effort, a non-starter.